Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about the latest happenings at the Shoreline Players there in Oscoda, Sue Miller. How are you today, Sue?
I'm good. How are you, Kevin?
I'm doing well, thank you. Well, we've got you on to talk about because there was kind of a change in the schedule for the Shoreline Players, wasn't there?
Well, there was. You know, this is our 40th anniversary, and it's come to be kind of like a midlife crisis almost, you could say. There's been a few changes. A lot of good growth, though, is coming from it, so that's what matters.
Good. Well, yeah, because originally, what was the play that was supposed to be going on?
Originally, we were supposed to be doing the musical I Do, I Do.
I Do, I Do. That's
and
right.
And unfortunately, due to a variety of things, scheduling issues, health issues for some folks that were key players in the show.
Right.
We had to change it up to make sure we could wrap up our season strong with a phenomenal show, and so this actually is the last show in our regular season.
Okay.
Of course, that doesn't mean it's our last show, because, you know, we keep things going kind of all year long. So if folks have tickets for I Do, I Do out there, they are good for any of the performances of Happily Ever After.
Oh, very good. Now, that's what we're going to talk about. The performance that's going to start this coming weekend is Happily Ever After? Though, right?
Well, because it's, you know, not your typical Happily Ever After. This show is an interactive murder mystery. Yeah, so it's got some intrigue, a little bit of conflict. You know, there'll be some music. Hey, we're going to throw in some nuptials, and of course, it's a wedding, so there'll be cake.
There'll be cake. Well, that'll bring them in for sure. So a murder mystery, interactive, which means that the audience kind of participates.
They can. They absolutely can. Now, we know some people are a little more shy about doing that than others, but, you know, if you want the opportunity to really participate and do a little investigative work, if you will, a little NCIS of your own kind of thing, this will be your opportunity.
Now, if I do a little of my own investigative work on this, I'm going to assume pretty close to it that this might be the first time you guys have ever done anything like this.
Well, it's the first time we've actually done anything like this in the theater.
Okay.
This show is actually written by J.D. and Chris Hawk, who are longtime members of the community as well as our theater group. So we have some experience with this type of show. We've done it before a couple other places. J.D. and Chris have been doing these kind of shows for about 15 years now. Out and about in the area, and we have done a few of them ourselves with them out in the community. The last one we did was over at Woodland Pines. So, yeah, normally we don't do them in our house, so this is going to be kind of fun.
All right. Now, what are the dates for this?
The dates are June 28th, 29th, and 30th, and July 5th, 6th, and 7th.
All right. And tickets are?
Tickets are $10. And again, if you have tickets for I Do, I Do, they are good for this show.
Okay.
So anybody out there who might happen to have some tickets like that can certainly bring those and use them at the door. If you need to purchase more tickets, they're $10 at the box office. You can purchase them in advance at Gilbert's in downtown Oscoda, or you can purchase them if you really want to make an evening of it at Tate's Bill of Fare. They're doing a little dinner and a show ticket for Friday and Saturday shows, so the 28th, 29th, 5th, or 6th. If you want to go out and have some dinner, you can purchase your tickets right there at Tate's Bill of Fare.
Wonderful idea. All right, so that's coming up this weekend and next weekend, Happily Ever After, the murder mystery interactive. Now, you said the end of the regular season for you, but you got another event that we want to talk about that's not part of that regular schedule.
Right. Well, you know, we like to keep things hopping, you know, keep busy over there. So we do have already something scheduled for the summer also after this show ends and wraps up our regular season. On August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, we will be doing our Summer Magic Variety Show. And that will also be featuring a SPIDA production. Our Shoreline Players Youth Drama Association will be doing a portion of that variety show, and they will be presenting a really cute little comedy called Back to Summer.
Oh, all right. And again, the dates on that are?
That is August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
All
right. There we go.
And when we get closer to that date, I'm sure we'll get you back on the show to talk more
about that. Absolutely.
I would imagine they can find all the information. You guys got a pretty good website and a Facebook page, right?
That's right. They can go to our website, which is www.shorelineplayers.org. Like to keep it simple. Or they can find us on Facebook at Shoreline Players.
All right. And get your tickets for Happily Ever After, the interactive murder mystery, which begins this Friday night. It's Friday and Saturday nights and then Sunday afternoon, right?
Correct. Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2. And I would like to give a little shout-out to Carol Broadcasting for always being such a big supporter of our theater, as well as We have a sponsor on board with this show, nice gentleman Kurt Franklin over at Eastern Tent Rental, and he provided us with a lot of the stuff to make this look like a wedding.
Well, very good. That's true. You know what? You probably have to kind of look for some things to do that with, and so they've come through for you. Well, we're glad that we could get that word out for them, too, for sure. Well, Sue Miller from the Shoreline Players, always a pleasure to talk to you, and we will again meet when we get closer to the next big event there with the Shoreline Players in Oscoda.
Thanks, Kevin.